What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Volkswagen is going to bring back the Scout SUV brand. But how the heck did Volkswagen end up with the rights to that brand? With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. In 1960, International Harvester came out with the Scout, an off-road SUV that beat the original Ford Bronco and Chevy Blazer to the market by years. International Harvester was mainly known for making agricultural equipment, and it started falling apart in the early 1980s. Today, the remnants of that company is called Navistar, which makes medium and heavy-duty trucks. Meanwhile, Volkswagen, which is actually a major global truck maker besides the cars that it sells, wanted to get into the U.S. market for heavy trucks, so it bought Navistar. That's when VW realized that one of the things that came along with buying Navistar was the rights to the Scout brand, which would be perfect for setting up a new division that could sell electric SUVs. And that's how VW ended up with the Scout brand. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy, WWJ, News Radio 950.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.